My friends, welcome to the broadcast. Thanks for joining us tonight on the Republic Broadcasting Network. It's Eric the Freedom Screamer with Gary and Chris. Thanks for being with us. We're going to have Gary. We're going to have Chris. Tom's going to have the night off tonight. I think he's a little under the weather, he said, so might be a few days before Tom comes back. So here I am. Going to go over a few things tonight and make sure that nobody gets hoodwinked or deceived with this good Mason, bad Mason thing that's going on with our new administration here. So I'm going to urge people to support the network and support this broadcast. If you don't support it, the network will go away. If you don't support this broadcast, the broadcast will go away. It's up to you. And we activists and we broadcasters rely entirely on your funding, unless we've got some big side business going, which I do not. But we rely on you. This is public broadcasting in its truest sense. And if you wish to participate, you can just go to republicbroadcasting.org and find the click to donate. It's pretty simple. Even if you don't have a debit card or you're not into that, you can go to Walmart or any, preferably a more local store. But unfortunately, they've all been put out of business by the globalists, both political parties. But you can pick up a debit card that you can work with, $20, $30 on the internet, and you can just buy a small one prepaid and donate with that and use it once to donate or use it twice or more. So, but once again, you know, don't be surprised if things like this go away, and then, you know, don't just be ready for that, because if you don't support it, don't go forth. So please go to republicbroadcasting.org, support the network. Please support this broadcast. Go to Courtroom Watch. You'll find my link to donate. It says political activists seeking your funding. It's right there, courtroomwatch.com. So thanks for your support, people. Please keep it coming. If you don't do it, this will go away, because we're all going to have to go do other things. Nobody gets paid for this. I'm not getting paid for this. I certainly would like to be, but it's just not in the cards right now. The network is struggling just to stay afloat and pay the bills. So it's up to you people once again. So please put forth the effort. Don't ignore it. Everybody thinks, oh, somebody else will do it. No, I can't, not me. Obviously, if you're flat broke, you're not going to be donating, but there's plenty of people out there who can afford to donate and do not. I don't know what to tell you, but you must not value this network. I don't know if you're listening, though. I imagine you do. So put your money where your mouth is, people, or put your money where your ears is and donate, okay? Otherwise, it's going to go bye-bye, and you're going to be stuck with everybody else pimping Trump all day. I mean, I get sick to my stomach listening to other networks. Trump is so good, and he's just doing this and that, and my God, he's really making it. He's fighting the deep state, and he's starting to win and really getting something done, and the stock market's up to an unnatural, ridiculous, retarded level of 25,000, and it doesn't even reflect the real economy. What are people thinking about? Oh, but you pay off the sheeple, you pay off enough people, you'll get them to stand down and ignore all the need that's really out there. And that's what's happening. So once again, the stock market's at, what, 25,000 or something ridiculous like that? I mean, it's insane. And meanwhile, we're given this executive order. In typical Federal Reserve fashion, 3 days before Christmas. Thanks, Donald Caesar. Boy, please, must have. You could tell whose playbook he's running from. How do people feel about him making the statement? Now, this is the current president reversing an executive order by Obama to seize a bunch of private land. People's land, real public land, where the people actually use it, and it doesn't get called public and then run by the feds. But so we all know that. Well, maybe our new listeners do not, but of course, Obama signed an executive order under the Antiquities Act to seize hundreds of thousands, if I'm not mistaken, millions of acres total between the multiple states that it was covering. Of land, and just putting it in a public trust that's run by the Vatican and the Rothschilds, part of the national emergency of 33. They're not done with this yet. They got to seize up all the property, seize all the private property titles, putting people out in the street if they don't pay the VIC every month, every year at the county clerk's office, and of course seize as much land to put it under federal jurisdiction as possible, and that really. Then you can really lock it down, and then where are people going to go? You've taken their private property titles. You've seized all the private property. You've seized all the quote-unquote public land and made that inaccessible. So Bundys and Hammonds and everybody else can't graze on it. They can't draw water from it. These things are literally killing people and destroying families and communities. So I thought it very disturbing. Now, this is why people have to listen to what the man says. Don't get wrapped up into the I wish and, oh, he's great and I know he's doing the right thing and he has our best interest. Look at him trying and blah, 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 blah. Listen to what he says. He says, the people of Utah know best how to conserve this land. Did you get that? All right, that's your UN agenda talking, UN agenda 21, 2030, whatever they're up to, 2060, 2080. UN agenda, that's your UN agenda globalist land grab, land seizure, talking out of the right corner of their mouth. Okay, you're gonna that's your Republican side of the New World Order, the Global World Order. Sorry, not the New World Order. It was the New World Order under Bush. It's the Global World under Global World Order under down under yeah under the underworld the underworld order under Tillerson and Trump. Okay, so that makes it all good, right? So listen to the words he's using when he just recently wrote an executive order to cancel Obama's seizure of all that property out in Utah and Nevada and return it to the states. Oh, joy, it's going back to the states. It's going from the federal corporation called the United States Corporation to the corporation called the State of Utah Corporation, Incorporated, all run by the same people, all owned and shareheld by the same people. How is it any better that the land is going back from federal custody back to state custody when it's still in the hands of a private corporation run by attorneys and corporate prostitutes that are the nothing more than just the same shills in different bodies? And listen to what Trump said. He didn't say, I'll say what he did say, and then I'm going to tell you what he didn't say. He said the people of the state of Nevada know best, or Utah in this case. He was making his speech there with Orrin Hatch, and everybody's cheering, yay, Donald Caesar is giving us our land back. You idiots, he's not giving you your land back. He's transferring it from one corporate entity run by an attorney's office to another corporate entity run by a different partnership, A, B, and C instead of D, E, and F. Same, though. They're playing by the same book. This is why everything is desperately trying to be held within the boundaries of this antichrist system, this admiralty law system, this unconstitutional outside common law jurisdiction, this arbitrary statutory jurisdiction. And don't tell me it's not arbitrary with Donald Caesar signing executive order on December 21st, the one about the corruption and human rights abuse. Oh, and everybody's conveniently leaving out part number three. Door number three. What's behind door number three, Monty? I'll choose door number three, Monty. Okay, we're going to go behind door number three because you're being sold a false bill of goods by people who are saying, oh, the executive order regarding human rights abuse and corruption. Well, if you're not corrupt or human rights abusing, you're okay. You're all set. Oh, sure. They're only going to limit it to that. Oh, yeah. Listen to the blanket powers they've given each other in this executive order. We'll get to that in a minute. But I wanted to first discuss, listen to what Donald Caesar said about the land transfer from Obama's federal grab to Donald Caesar's state corporate grab. Okay, he said, the people of Nevada, of Utah, know best how to conserve this land. He walked every one of you people pimping Trump right into the UN Agenda 21 land seizure, same type of globalist box. Conserve, conservationist, conservancy, conservatory. These are all the names of the globalist, green-pushing, land-grabbing, UN Agenda 21, ICLEI project. You all know the score. See, turn the United States into a giant park and get everybody on welfare taking a check. Bye-bye, pay them off, whether it's stock market at 25,000 or, it's food stamps. So he didn't. Now let me tell you what Donald Caesar did not say. He did not say, the people of Utah know best how to use this land. He did not say the people of Utah know best how to farm this land. He did not say they know the people of Utah know best how to graze or ranch on this land. He did not say the people of Utah know best how to homestead this land. He did not say the people of Utah know best how to own this land. Boy, that word, the most important part of what he should say, conveniently missing, what about ownership? He did say, the people of Utah know best how to conserve this land. He's telling you right there, it's going to be a park, the same type of UN Agenda 21 globalist park, except out front, instead of saying, welcome to the UN Federal Biosphere Reserve, it's going to say, welcome to the state corporate biosphere reserve. And that's not something I made up out of my head. I'm coming out of the Smoky Mountain National Park. I'll never forget it. You are now leaving the Smoky Mountain National Park. This is in Gatlinburg, Tennessee. You are now leaving the Smoky Mountain National Park, a UN biosphere reserve. Oh, boy. That sign didn't last long. I got news for you. So the locals down there still have some balls and will still take matters into their own hands like they should. It's a self-governing entity. Every county in this nation, in this country, should be a self-governing entity. Not a bootlicking, looking always to Donald Caesar. What's he going to do? Is he taking, he's doing such a, people have completely lost track of taking back their county. And that's entirely the purpose of this new Goldman Trump administration. Gary and Chris, do we have Gary and Chris? We give Gary first dibs. He's got seniority. So, Chris, hang tight. Gary, how are you tonight? Come on off mute.
Doing fine.
And tell us, how are you? And take us into a prayer for all the persecuted patriots who are still in the prison. Like, I believe Cliven Bundy is still holding his ground, requiring his full freedom, not partial freedom. And I don't blame him. Sam Girard, the Amish farmer. We still got Tom LaCavara in the halfway house. And we could go on and on and on all day. But, Gary, how are you tonight? And give us some wisdom and some prayer, please.
Well, we're doing very good. I'd like to first of all say Happy New Year to Chris over there and in Las Vegas, Nevada, and yourself, Eric, and Mike on the board. I'd like to wish everybody a Happy New Year, and I do pray that our Father will see fit to equalize the yoke, so to speak, as we used to talk about the horses. You can't, what we have right now, we have one horse pulling the yoke, and the rest of us jackasses can't get it even, so the load is being pulled more by us all the time. They just keep throwing a bigger load on us, and this is exactly what has happened. You have to understand the Whipple Tree scenario of horses, and the Amish would really understand that right well. You got them equally yoked, and equally pulling the wagon or the plow or whatever it is, equally together. What we have now, we pull all the plows, and they harvest the crop. We harvest the crop, and we do all the work. They take it, and they eat it and distribute it. It's another new world order subject matter. One time, Zawambi, it was called New Rhodesia, I think, when it was, They were second in exporting food out of their country, next to the United States of America, and I don't know how many years later it was, but they are now, or have been for a number of years, a big importer of food. So that system really works when you let the federal communists take over everything. So. With that, we'll ask our Father for a blessing upon our nation, and we ask him to bless. We'll start with Tom Lochtevere tonight, and it was in the halfway house. Father, we pray that go for a quick release and let the man back with his wife and his family, where he should be. That's just his responsibility, take care of his wife and family. And as far as I can understand, there is no injured party, nothing as such, as Mr. Bundy. What a respectful man he has shown to be with all his. We'll get back after this break. Thank you.
The smoke is rising in the shadows overhead.
Many people tell us about their experience with Extendivite. Just listen to what Glenn has to say.
Prior to taking it, I had diabetic neuropathy. The Extendivite reduced that significantly. Acid reflux was reduced. I had athlete's foot, very severe. Trimmed that down to about 75% dandruff. Almost completely gone. I had occipital neuralgia at the base of my skull. I was having migraines. Reduced by about 90%. Heart palpitations, my heart would kind of stall out. I would skip a beat. Very uncomfortable. And when walking from downstairs going to sleep, by the time I got to the bedroom, which is just one flight of stairs, my heart was pounding, coming out of my chest. My vision was blurry. This completely solved that problem. Great product. Thanks.
Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
For the past 14 years, it's been my privilege to host the National Intel Report on RBN, to offer a platform to interview exceptional guests, to provoke critical thought, and examine evidence, whether real, fake, or somewhere in between, and allow our audience to call in and participate with your input and questions, in order to help us all reach an educated decision and arrive at our own truth. Our world has changed. It's now been turned on its head. Real is now considered fake, and mainstream fake is now pushed as real, rather than any clear thinking, consensus, or rationale.
Those few remaining beacons of light, the ones still shining through the mainstream media lies, propaganda, and deception, are being viciously attacked at every level through attempts at censorship, threatening advertisers, jailing hosts, and even killing journalists brave enough to speak the truth to you. We are in a war for our very freedom and existence, and through these despicable acts, freedom haters, collectivists, and communitarians have shown they will stop at nothing to blot out these last few beacons of light. Truth is becoming increasingly more difficult to unmask, just as the term unmasking itself is spoken by those usually anonymous sources. They promote their lies, wishing to mask the truths by ignoring it, vilifying it, or conspiratorializing it into a black hole abyss.
Regrettably, RBN has reached the tipping point, and through internal audit and actuarial review, it has now been determined that the only life raft of survival to this network is to go the way of PBS, that being audience-supported. Like a cornered animal, the left with veracity is pulling out all the stops with every effort to effectively blacken our beacon forever. Help us, folks. Help yourselves. Don't let our light stop shining. Our motto has always been, because you can handle the truth. It's time to review your budget, folks. If you want the truth to keep flowing through RBN, go to republicbroadcasting.org and become a regular monthly donor of 30, 40, 50, or 100 or more a month and ensure you keep the truth flowing.
Welcome back, friends. Welcome back to the broadcast. It's Eric, the Freedom Screamer on the Republic Broadcasting Network. We've got Gary right now. We're trying to work on getting Chris. Back to you, Gary. Gary, did you want to finish any thoughts or the prayer for us? And I think you got cut off by the break, so we're going to give Gary till
I was talking myself. I forgot to unmute myself.
Anyhow,
we were in prayer there, and we were at Evan Bundy and his situation. And what a brave man and what a wonderful man of honesty he is. And Father, I know you have special places for these people in heaven. And may the enemy be able to look up there and see him and ask for a little water on the tongue. And I suppose that Mr. Bundy would be that forgiving. He would try to reach over that abyss to wet their tongue for them. But there's no reaching over. Them days will be gone forever with all the BS of we have to take care of the whole world. And it's our responsibility. Them days will be over. And the ODY, he will make sure that we reap the benefits we're supposed to have reaped while we are here. This is such a short time. 80 years sounds like a lot. 90 years sounds like a lot. But that is nothing compared to Adam. And nothing compared to the creation of Adam, who was to live forever. What a wonderful, wonderful testimony that is of our Father and our Creator of the heavens and the earth and everything that we can visualize, everything we can touch, everything that we can see. What a wonderful Father you are, and how understanding you are, and how forgiving you are of us who are in our daily sins and our daily things. There is no inalienable rights. I understand that, Father. You've been teaching these courses for us for many years in Bible study. There is no inalienable rights unless you follow the statutes and the laws and the commandments of the Father, the Creator. There is no such thing as using this oxymoron about the inalienable rights. And Father, as we go further into this, we ask that you would bless Eric and, again, keep him strong and keep him warm and keep him provided for. And Father, you know the needs, and we pray that you'd supply his needs and supply the needs of all the people that are in any situation where they really really got themselves to the back of the wall, and yet they're still able to get out here and do your work and do the work of fellow beings. This is a responsibility that we have, is to take care of our brothers and sisters that are in need of daily things, daily help. We ask, Father, that as we go into this time, that we share, that we would honor you first and then country second. And we ask this in all yadi by his name, so be it.
That was awesome, Gary. Thank you so much. I appreciate that.
Yeah.
So people, if you, like Gary said, be concerned with others. This is when I was at my worst downtime. I figured, well, I got nothing else to lose. Everything was, it was just kind of the, a deep rut in life this few years back. And so I figured, at least I got some time on my hands. I couldn't find any work at the time, and things were really slow, and it was tough times. And I figured I'd help see what I could do for others, and it was rewarding. And I think things always come back and reverse themselves. And look, if we don't look at our neighbors and our friends in the following way, we're doomed. And it's basically, if they're not free, we're not free. If he's not free, I'm not free. If she's not free, I'm not free. If an atrocity can be committed by the witch's court or any of its agents or seas or entities, and that's where all the power is, that's where the biggest threat to your security is, the agencies of the witch's court. If it can happen to somebody else, it can happen to you. And I realized that if these things can, and I started getting, report calls from all over the country from people when I, started kind of getting into this courtroom observing thing and trying to make a difference, on one case at a time. It's overwhelming to see what's going on nationwide. There's tyranny and atrocities being committed in every single jurisdiction, in every single town and county in this country. Whether it's a federal case brought by the feds, usually more often than not, something bogus and trumped up brought by the county or the town or the state. There's the local tyranny of the local is far worse than the tyranny of the federal, if nothing more than by its sheer bulk. Sheer numbers. Add up all the counties in the there's over 3,120 counties in the country. Some of them are huge. Some of them are really heavily populated. And just go through the courts. Look what's going on in the surrogate courts. Look what's going on with CPS tearing children away wherever they can for no reason. Oh, and then the witch's court conveniently appoints the Vicar General's office, Catholic Charities, to quote examine the children. Oh, that's great. Give the children that you see through CPS right off to the largest pedophile network in the world, the Vatican. Oh, and by the way, I didn't see any members of the clergy. I didn't see the Cardinal Pell, was it, that was just indicted for trafficking in children. I didn't see the priest on there who was who raped and gave AIDS to over 30 children. He got a pass from the Pope. He's not on the executive order hit list, but we'll tell you who is after this break. Derek, the Freedom Screamer on the Republic Broadcasting Network with Gary. We're working on Chris. We'll be right back.
You're tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M.com. Or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll-free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to aroutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AirOutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. As most of you know, my regular listeners, I offer energy cleaners for sale at my website. If you don't have a clue what I'm talking about, go to my website, thelibertyman.com. Educate yourself about these marvelous healing devices. We focus on pain mitigation and getting a great night's sleep. Arthritis pain, joint pain, back pain, doesn't matter. Keep in mind, I offer for me to you personally a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do. Energy cleaners, $285, shipping included to American zip codes. You can educate yourself all about the energy cleaner right there at my website, the patent application, the wonderful testimonials. Be sure and check out the factory-made fitted mattress pads to go with the energy cleaner. Now, I offer for me to you personally a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do. I have a toll-free order line, or you can order it right at my website at thelibertyman.com. The toll-free order line is 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. Thank you.
Welcome back, friends. Welcome back to the broadcast. It's Eric with Gary right now. We're trying to get Chris. Chris is being a mystery man tonight. Tom's a little under the weather, but he'll return. So I'm very concerned about the language. I'm even more concerned about the people who aren't hearing the language. That's the scary part. Donald Caesar can come out and talk about conserving the land like some kind of globalist, you know, left-wing progressive, you know, land grabber for the green movement. He's being issued the same script that the left would be issuing to Hillary. She would have said the same thing. We have to conserve this land. No, they would have done it by, you know, seizing it at the federal level. This way it's going to go back to the states. It's still going to go in the hands of a private corporation managed by attorneys and owned by foreign bankers. I will eat my words and happily do it with a smile on my face and apologize. If this land goes up for homesteading for a really good price to make it accessible to the people, not to the animals by setting up some kind of conservancy or conservation zone, that's the word he's using. He's using the word conserve. He didn't use the word use. If he was really a man of the people, someone who really, like him, who knows what's going on, who knows there's a federal land grab, you're going to give the land back to the people, give it back to the people. I want to see the state of Utah and the state of Nevada put that land up for auction or for a flat rate to people first on the list, people who lost their homes or were put out in the street by the witch's court and the land grabbers at the county level, seizing private property, private homes, private farms in a country that was founded on private property rights and a tax revolution. It's insane. And Americans have become sheeple. Well, the Bundys did not. They made a stand, and they're paying the price, and we who make a stand always do. So there's risk that comes with all this. Please support the network. Please support the broadcast, or they will not endure. It's up to you. You don't care, and you just assume see it go bye-bye, well, okay, then I guess, you know, you probably end up getting your wish. If not, if you value what you hear on this broadcast, I suggest people support it. Support the network at Republic Broadcasting. Support this broadcaster at Courtroom Watch. You can make it happen if you want to, and the help is essential, or it doesn't, you know, things endeavors like this don't continue. So we have Donald Caesar using the same terminology that Hillary would have been using about conserving land, you know, whatever, for whatever bullshaft reason about it's for future generations, or, you know, we got to preserve this and that. Now, look, I'm the first guy to be a nature man and not want a big, you know, there's a place for a water park and a Ferris wheel, okay? It's not, and there's certain places where I think the integrity of the land should maintain a rural environment for farmers. Make it attractive for people to set up a farm financially. Give them whatever enormous incentives to go, you know, no, zero regulations. Unless there's an active complaint that you're selling botulism poison food, which never happens, especially at the good little organic farms, and you're going to be left alone by your local, state, and federal government. Have a ball. And people free to do their business, sell their raw milk, all their products, their hand cream, like the Amish farmer who's now doing 6 years in prison for selling a hand cream that had the word heal, H-E-A-L, on the label. He couldn't, apparently the FDA passed a regulation in the middle of the night one week that said you can't use that four-letter word, that evil four-letter word heal, H-E-A-L. Sam Gerard of Kentucky, serving 6 years, I believe, in a Texas prison. Of course, the torturers in our Justice Department under Sessions perfectly willing to send him all the way across the country, far away from his people as possible. The guy never hurt anybody. He stood his ground against the witch's court. He's paying the price. This is why you've got to be somewhat sophisticated, gentle as a dove, wise as a serpent, because when you get sucked into the witch's court, it's not a plan that's going to work to just stand there and say, I do not consent. Got to have a few other cards to play. Got to play the vicar card. You got to play put the screws where they belong. You got to play the public pressure. You've got to have a lot of people there. You got to use all tools in the box. Go to every media person you can imagine. Don't just stifle yourself and, you know, just go it alone and think, you know, attorney's going to help you or something. It's a fool's game. So we have Donald Caesar saying this land is going to be conserved by the state of Utah or the state of Nevada. In this case, I believe the speech was in Utah, the one I'm referring to. It was, they made a big deal about it. He's giving the land, taking, he's canceling Obama's land, federal land grab, and giving it over to Orrin Hatch and the boy, the corporate attorney boys, and the witches and the Nazis in Utah at the state level, and they're going to stick it in their trust with their attorneys managing it and making all kinds of money off turning the paperwork into fiduciary instruments. And once again, if the object of the land, according to Donald Trump, is to conserve the land, then that means, you mark my words, there's going to be one goal, to keep humans off it as much as possible. You're going to have a little road that goes through that you can't deviate off. It's going to be no canoeing here. It's going to be no fishing there. It's going to be approved $25 to spend the night in the middle of the woods with, you know, there's nobody around. It's going to be can't walk your pet, blah, 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 blah. And I've heard all these things firsthand myself. It's insane. The park Nazis at the state level, oh, my God, they're way worse than the feds. And I can take you to a park in California where that is the case. Absolutely insane. I had to be 30 miles from civilization walking my dog, and a park Nazi came four-wheeling down and said that the dog was going to damage the environment. You know, and it's absolute, complete brainwashed insanity, and that's why these street, the enforcement Nazis are the most dangerous. And sorry, you know, that's what, I'm not trying to overuse the word Nazi. Unfortunately, they dress like Nazis. Look at, go on your search line and type into your search engine, RPD, that stands for the Rochester Police Department, Pink Ruler. P-I-N-K, like the color pink, and then ruler, R-U-L-E-R. And then to type in, also type in flying squirrel. All right, and I'll explain what these mean. The flying squirrel was a community gathering place where people were supporting Emily Good, who got arrested by the RPD on her front porch in her pajamas at 11:30 at night because she was videotaping a traffic stop. She was so far away from the cops, they could barely see what she was doing. They had to walk onto her property and ask her what she was doing. She said, I'm videotaping. They said, stop it. She said, no. It was within my First Amendment. They arrested her in her pajamas at 11:30 at night, the street Nazis, and then proceeded to, after, you know, state court, the public was outraged. Of course, the local news didn't pick it up until it went viral worldwide. So the people of Rochester, where it happened, were the last to hear about it. Thank you, Prestitute Media. And then the police proceeded to go hassle when they had a support event in support of Emily Good at the Flying Squirrel, which is a little place where they gather and have coffee and discuss politics and whatnot. It's a pretty cool little place. You know, of course, they're the left of center, but I tried to bring a little sanity and a little rationality, and I think I got through to some of the skulls over there, but it was not easy. But say, once again, I don't care if they're left of center or right of center. Shane Bennett got hassled for his Second Amendment infringement, that was a gun thing. I stood next to him and helped as much as I could. Same with the lefties who got arrested for videotaping. If they're not free, I'm not free. So anyway, it was good to see people of all political persuasions come to Emily Good, you know, support. And the protest was huge, and a lot of people came out in support of her from both sides. And the police showed up at the Flying Squirrel when they had this event, measure with rulers, measuring to see if the cars that were parked on the street in front of this little community gathering place were within the 12-inch city code of how close you have to be to a curb when you park, parallel park on a city street where it's parking is permitted, so it's not a no parking zone. This is perfectly okay to park here. But apparently the city attorneys and Nazis have a 12-inch. You got to be within 12 inches of the curb. And if you're farther than 12 inches, it's an illegal park. You can be closer, but you can't be touching it. You got to be between 1 millimeter and 12 inches. Try doing that, you know, in the middle of winter or whatever. I mean, really. So they were taking with the rulers, measuring car tires to the curb, the distance from the tires of the car to the curb, and giving tickets for the 12-inch rule. And it's up there on the Internet, unless it's been taken down by YouTube, which could very well have happened. YouTube's a bunch of smut and garbage and junk, and everything good's getting censored now. YouTube's nothing giant, more than a giant corporate whore. People start getting the gears turning to go around or get something else going besides YouTube. It's a dinosaur of the past. It's Prestitute Media like everything else. It stinks. But you might be able to find it somewhere up there on the internet, the flying squirrel protest and the cops showing up with the ruler. So anyway, they went out and started handing out pink rulers all over the place to make a point, and they started there wasn't one other car in the entire city that was parked within 12 inches of the curb. They drove around and did a video. I mean, so anyway, oh, and the cops had the leather boots pulled up really high, you know, just like the Gestapo look. They're not trying to look like Bolsheviks or Trotskyites. They're trying to look, Marxist or Leninist. They were really looking like the Gestapo, and that's why they have to get categorized properly as Nazis. Look at the NYPD. Leather boots pulled up almost to their nuts, like a bunch of drag queens on the way to a Village People concert. Disgusting. So with that lovely image, we're going to go back to this. We got Donald Trump putting the land in a state of conservancy and handing it back to the corporate prostitutes and attorneys that run the state corporation called Utah. And you mark my words, the people are never going to see hide nor hair of that land that Donald Trump just made a big public relations deal about handing back over to, quote-unquote, the people. Yeah, once again, you mark my words, the people aren't going to see hide nor hair. It's going to be a state park instead of a federal park. It's going to say State Biosphere Reserve instead of U.N. Biosphere Reserve. It's going to say Clark, Heller, and Middleman instead of Bernstein, Kramer, and Lewis. And say whatever attorney law, as at law, Esquires, all of them. It's going to be the same MO, different players. They're doing a dance. Good Mason, Bad Mason, Spy versus Spy. Mad Magazine, you got to love it. No, and I've been saying this since day one, and I'd love to be loved, be on the payroll of Donald Caesar and, get money and be on, get all this preferential treatment because I'm talking great about the dictator. I'm not going to let the people listeners to this broadcast be led over the cliff by the Pied Piper amidst a lie and a dream. And it really comes down to more, I think, about dreaming, because people are just like, oh, no, it's that executive order. It's just for human rights abuse and corruption. And Trump and his team and the good and the white hats are going to take down the cabal. And they're getting ready. They're taking down pedophiles. There's 10,000 arrest orders. Oh, I'm sorry, 10,000 Marines that are going to go out and execute 5,000 arrest warrants. And on and on and on and on and on. Oh, and that reminds me. Well, should I save that for tomorrow? Yeah, I think I'll save that for tomorrow. And I'm going to share with you, if you want to see a CIA Mossad psychological operation right out in plain sight, just totally deceiving people, I'm going to do that one, I think, tomorrow or the next night I'm on. Tonight I'm going to stay focused on this executive order, because this is the scariest thing to come down the pike. Worse than anything Obama did, show me something that gives not the government, private corporate agents who have infiltrated our government, like Mnuchin at the Treasury and Tillerson at the State Department, blanket emergency powers that only the president previously possessed. Now, let's make a deal. Hi, everybody. It's Monty Hall. Let's make a deal. We got Joyce, door number one. We got door number two. We got door number three. There's three components to this executive order. Of course, the two components that are really pimped out hard on the alternative media, especially persons involved in serious human rights abuse or corruption. That's the title here. Executive order. This is right from, I think, Caesar's office himself. Isn't this WhiteHouse.gov? Pretty sure this is WhiteHouse.gf. Yeah, WhiteHouse.gov, / presidential actions, blah, blah, blah. Okay, so this is why I call him Donald Caesar. Now, of course, here's the headline. Executive order blocking the property of persons. Let me stop right there and repeat that. That's half the sentence. And then the other half says, involved in serious human rights abuse or corruption. So I'm going to read the sentence in full. I'm going to split it down and just break down that for a minute. Executive order blocking the property of persons involved in serious human rights abuse or corruption. How do they define serious? What does that mean? That's wide open. Executive order blocking the property of persons. You get that? They're not taking down anybody. They're taking property. This is a giant piracy. This is stealing. This is a certain aspect in the deep state that's running things right now with Trump at the helm. the deceit part, the deceit state. You got the deep state and the deceit state. Okay, so the deceit state, okay, so under Trump, is now going to, now, listen to this very carefully. This says blocking the property of persons. This does not say arresting, indicting, bringing to trial, nothing. Property. The word prop, this is about property. Executive order blocking the property. And once it's blocked, that means it's there. It belongs to the guys who are blocking it are also taking it. Nice word. Instead of being honest and saying executive order taking the property of persons involved, it says executive order blocking the property. You know where the property is going to end up, in the hands of the people who are blocking it. So it should say executive order taking the property of persons involved in serious human rights abuse or corruption. Now, that sounds great on the surface. Oh, sure, if you're going to believe, if you're going to start believing people in the, that are in the government now, pretending that you have truth tellers there instead of liars, which is par for the course, and which is what we still have, and it seems like we always will until the mass blocks of people start waking up. Hopefully I'll get through to a few new people tonight. Appreciate our listeners realizing, you know, I'm preaching to the choir somewhat, but this stuff needs to be said, and it's educational for those who don't, haven't been able to research this. But, of course, now listen, blocking the property of persons involved in two things, serious human rights abuse or corruption. Now, listen to the, now I'm going to read the opening paragraph, like two, three sentences, and listen and tell me if how many things you hear, it, you know, how many things are you going to hear in this? Count them that pertain to this executive order. Okay, we're told that it's for two things mainly: serious human rights abuse or corruption. Okay, that's going to suck a lot of people in. It sounds great. Oh, good. We're going to go after the pedophile networks and the cabal. Wee, good, yay. I, Donald J. Trump, President of the United States of America, find that the prevalence and severity of human rights abuse and corruption that have their source in whole or in substantial part outside the United States, how convenient, such as those committed or directed by persons listed in the annex to this order, we'll get to the annex in a minute, have reached such a scope of gravity that they threaten the stability of international political and economic systems. So let me stop right there. There's another sentence or two, but I want to stop there so we don't lose track of what they just said. The purpose of taking down, they're saying in this, right, he's saying in this right here, that the purpose is not to arrest these people or bring them to justice. And the problem is not that we have human rights abuse. He's saying they threaten the stability of international political and economic, international political systems. I thought we weren't supposed to have an international political system here. I thought we were resurrecting the republic with a patriot president and America first to make America at the helm and great again. International political systems and international political and economic systems. That's their beef. They're telling you right there. They've become so pervasive and reached such a scope and gravity that they threaten the stability of international political and economic systems. No, they don't. They're looking to give power to the Treasury and the State Department so they can go after anybody's money or anybody's property who's in a different gang than they are. Okay, back to this couple more sentences. Human rights abuse and corruption undermine the values that form an essential foundation of stable, secure, and functioning societies, fictitious entities, have devastating impacts on individuals, weaken democratic institutions. Notice how, let me stop. He didn't say weaken the republic. He said weaken democratic institutions. Is that like the BLM that got voted in because it was a majority vote and they disregard the Constitution, the fact it has no lawful standing? Oh, but it's a democratic institution. That means that 51% of the attorneys vote to steal the rest of everything from us, 49%. And all of a sudden it happens, huh? Degrade the rule of law. Oh, there it is. There's the rule of law. That's the word they used to sentence the Amish farmer to 6 years in prison, and Trump doesn't give a damn about that. Perpetuate violent conflicts, facilitate the activities of dangerous persons, persons, not people, and undermine economic markets. There it is again. You're going to undermine, you're going to screw up the stock market. The portfolios are going to go down. We got to have blanket power to take out our competition. Okay, back to the last sentence, the United. Now listen to this. Here's where it says it. You tell me if you hear two things here, serious human rights abuse and corruption. Well, those would be two. Or do you hear three things here? The last sentence of the first paragraph. The United States seeks to impose tangible and significant consequences on those who commit serious human rights abuse or engage in corruption. I thought that was it, right? No, there's a little more here. As well as to protect the financial system of the United States. Okay, this is about propping up the Federal Reserve's power. They're taking out all the individual players. This isn't about two things. Don't let anybody tell you this is the executive order about human rights abuse and corruption. No, I'm sorry. That's incomplete. The executive order blocking the property of persons involved in. But once again, you got to realize they're not planning to arrest anybody, indict anybody, bring anybody to justice. They want to go after their property. They want their stuff. I was looking into one of these people in the annex. They got a $15 million house in Virginia. Sure, the witches' current power want that thing pretty bad. Be right back after this break. It's Eric with Gary. See you in a minute.
The air is still in the silence of my room. I hear your voice softly calling. If I could only have you near to breathe a sigh or two, I would be happy just to hold the hands I love on this winter night with you.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.